It's always a delight to welcome Lauren Long back to the studio. Lauren's books are New York Times bestsellers, and he has twice won the Golden Kite Award. He's illustrated books with everyone from Angela Johnson to Madonna to President Barack Obama, and he lives right here in Madera. In recent years, he began doing the text as well as illustrations for what has turned into a series of books, beginning with Otis, then Otis and the Tornado, and tonight we're going to talk about his newest book, which is Otis and the Puppy. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. Good to be here.
Lauren, if you would, tell us who Otis is and what he looks like.
Otis is a special tractor. Otis is something that I created kind of with the help of my two little boys, who are now not so little. They're in high school. And my wife, Tracy. Otis is a lovable tractor. He makes friends with everyone on the farm. Otis loves to work. He loves his farm. He loves the farmer. And he loves all of his farm family, his farm friends, the animals. He loves to work, but he also loves to play after the work is finished. And that's when he really bonds and makes friends with everyone on the farm.
Otis has two big headlights that are actually eyes and a pretty cute nose, too.
Yeah, Otis, he's his own tractor. I didn't want to create, when I was doing the original drawings for Otis, I didn't want him to symbolize any particular brand of farm implement, but he's a small little tractor. He's definitely from yesteryear. He has one little wheel on the front, and his face is kind of a cream colored, and he has a deep red top.
Well, if you would, give us just a sample of Otis and the Puppy. Read us a few pages, if you would.
Otis and the Puppy. It was springtime on the farm where the friendly little tractor named Otis lived. The flowers bloomed, the trees were filled with leaves, and the farm buzzed with the joy of a new season. There were fields to plow and crops to plant, and Otis was right in the middle of it all, working hard, putt, puff, puttity, chuff. When the workday was over, Otis, the little calf, and all the farm friends loved to play hide-and-seek. Otis loved to be it, counting one putt, two puff, three puttity, four chuff, as his friends ran to hide. When he reached 10, it was game on, and Otis motored here and there, looking for his friends. He found the little calf hiding in a deep thicket of wildflowers. He found the ducks hiding in mud pond, and he found the bull hiding in the haystack. Otis and the animals would play until the sun disappeared behind the trees, making sure to be home before darkness fell. One evening, the farmer gathered everyone up in front of the barn and gently placed a burlap sack on the ground. The sack began to wobble, tumble, and roll. It sat up, stretched to the sky, and went, "Arr, arr, arr!" What could be in there? Then out popped a little head. A puppy.
And then, of course, the puppy does have an adventure, and ultimately, Otis saves the day. I do want to talk with you about a couple of illustrations specifically. They're all wonderful. But I said to you earlier that the open-up title pages were so inviting to me. They're a silhouette in darkness, and darkness plays a role later on in the story, of course. But to me, it just reminded me of that time when you snuggle in with your child and open up this world of imagination.
Right.
The other wonderful page I want to point out is that when they're playing hide and seek, the animals are all hiding their heads. The rest of their bodies are obvious.
Right.
Just as a three-year-old who thinks if they can't see you, you can't see them. Mm-hmm. So does this just come intuitively when you're drawing, or is there a process you have where you get back in touch with that three-year-old? How does it work for you?
I think so, Barbara. I mean, when I'm drawing, I'm kind of thinking, okay, where would all these animals hide? And what would be fun? What would be fun to read? These Otis books, for example, what I'm after mostly is the mood and emotion and getting to the heart of this character, Otis the tractor, because he has a big heart. But at the same time, you want your reader to have fun. You want the person who's going to perform this book, meaning the person who loves the child who is reading this book, Otis and the Puppy, or any of the Otis books, you want them to have fun as well. You want them to visit this friend in the 10 minutes or 15 minutes they share with my book. The little calf hiding in a deep thicket of wildflowers, the ducks hiding in mud pond, and our readers that know Otis know there's a such thing as mud pond where the little calf was stuck in the first book. The ducks are all hiding their heads with their little bottoms up out in the air. And then the big, massive bull is hiding in the haystack. His head's in there, but his rear end is still poking out, and a little bird is on the rear end. These are little things that are fun for me. When I read this to children, just hearing the giggles is a lot of fun. The design of the full title page, sometimes when you're creating a book in a picture book, it's nice to hint or maybe foreshadow something that means a lot to the story, a theme in the story. So that's where the idea of just doing the dark night with the silhouetted landscape, and then you can see the shape of the barn, which my Otis audience knows. You're basically hinting there's something about the dark in this book, and it's a theme about the fear of the dark. Mm-hmm. And the little puppy, we learn, has a fear of the dark. And I think, if anything, that's sort of, for me, Barbara, maybe what I hope the children will take away from Otis and the puppy, and that is the dark isn't always something to be afraid of. It's not something to fear. At the end of the book, when Otis finds the little puppy and they march out of the dark forest, I specifically have drawn the animals in the forest in a silhouetted fashion to look very friendly in this scene toward the end.
I do want to ask you about, you had mentioned before that Otis was a gift from your sons and your wife. The story actually began with them. And of course, in this book, we have a new character being introduced. I'm remembering that for many years there was a special Weimaraner in your life.
Yes.
I think you have some new ones, don't you?
Now we have two little, well, they're not little anymore, Ellie and Moon. They are Weimaraners in our house, and they're in my studio unless Tracy's home. If Tracy's home, they're with her. And yeah, Stella, our beloved Weimaraner, has been gone for a few years, but we rescued Ellie from a park in Columbus, Ohio. She was stranded. And a lot of the breeds have rescue programs. And So we found her on Pet Finders. And then we brought in a little puppy, Moon. Certainly they inspired Otis and the puppy. Some of the descriptions that I've written in Otis and the puppy about this puppy are things that Moon did in terms of the way she wriggled and wagged and her whole body. She didn't wag her tail. She wagged her whole body. So I kind of took some of those cues for Otis and the puppy.
Our time grows short already. Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful to see you again. Will there be more Otis coming our way?
There will, Barbara. It's the funnest thing for me because my publisher, Philomel, is enjoying Otis as much as I'm enjoying creating the stories. And he's just a noble tractor. His best characteristic is that he thinks about everybody else first. He's the most unselfish tractor you could ever meet. So we have a story called An Otis Christmas coming in October of 2013.
We'll look forward to seeing you in the fall.
All right. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks for coming. I've been talking with Loren Long about his latest children's book. It's titled Otis and the Puppy. I'm happy to let you know that Loren Long will be at Blue Manatee Children's Bookstore in Oakley, Sunday, April 14th at 2 p.m., signing Otis and the Puppy. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.